scripture this morning comes from the book of Acts. First Acts. That's an easy one to find. Acts. When you find it, say,
amen.
Yes. I'll start reading it the first verse. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading.
Come again, but
to make that. They scattered as they went their separate ways. But then, he was crucified. He was resurrected. He come out of that tomb. That is the most important part of the whole scripture, is when he came out of that tomb, resurrected. Yes. He come out of there aware. Yes, conquered anything that old Satan had to offer. Yes. Hell, death, and the grave. He conquered. Well, this is a point that makes a stumbling block to a lot of people, especially the Jews. This is a stumbling block. He comes up, and realistically, in our little feeble minds, we just can't see that. We can't see anything being dead come back to life. It just don't happen. You've got animals, you've got this, that, and other thing you've seen. You've buried them and all this, and you had no hopes of them things coming back to life. No way. When your people's family, they get older, die off, as we have seen right here in this church, we had no hopes. We had no hopes of them coming back to a physical life here on this earth. We did not. They didn't either. When he came out of that grave, and when he presented himself to those disciples, they started talking about him. I said, I won't believe it until I touch him. No, they doubted him. Yeah. Different attitudes from different peoples, but they all came together in one accord, in one place, at his ascension. They were there. And as he was there, he told them that he would go to the Father. Okay? What happened? As they were talking, as they were standing there, he was lifted up. And, I can just imagine, huh? That lifting up as he was raised right up He went up into the air, and they stood there watching, and there was a big old cloud up there. And he went right up into that cloud, and that cloud took him right in, and he disappeared from the sight of the earth. Nobody could see. That cloud was the very same cloud that had led them through the wilderness, that had brought them to the mountain where the commandments were given. We talked about it here last week, so, but it's hanging with me. So, I'm going to stay on it until we get it in our hearts. Yes. It's a little like a preacher one time that went to a church, new church, and as he went in, he looked over the situation and come up and he read John 3:16. Everybody knows John 3:16. If you don't, turn on your TV and the ball game, you'll see it. John 3:16. He read that scripture and he preached on it. Next Sunday come along and they assembled together. He opens up his Bible and he read John 3:16. And he preached on it. And he done that again and again and again and again. Someone said, hey, are you never going to get out of John 3:16? And he said, when you absorb that one, then we'll move on. Yes. They, as they watched Christ ascend into heaven, as he went up into that cloud, that same cloud that had led them through the wilderness, that same cloud that brought them all the way out of Egypt, through all the troubles that they had, that same cloud, he went to them. Well, friend, let me tell you, that cloud is still around. That cloud is still here for you and I to lead us, to guide us, as he wants us to do. Yes. We can look, we can do everything we like, we can run around crazy like trying to find things that satisfy us, all kinds of toys and what have you. But until we see that cloud, until we see Jesus Christ until we take a hold of His hand and say, Lord, You take me. I'm not much, but You take me for what I am. I'm just a sinner. I'm not worthy to stand before this congregation and preach the gospel. No way am I worthy of it. But Lord, whatever it is that's here, You use it. You use it to Your glory for whatever it is. He'll do the same for you. He will. Too often we say, Lord, I can't do anything. No, I can't sing, I can't talk, I can't preach. I won't do that thing. No, you won't do that thing. Yes. As he watched, they watched him go up. What happened? Well, suddenly, just like that, two angels appeared. Two men appeared right in their midst. And they looked on this crowd and said, yeah. I suppose they thought, oh, you will come back a minute. They stood there and they looked up. And they said, these angels said to you, men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the sky, into the heaven? Why do you stand here gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus, as He ascended up, will return in the same manner. He'll come back just exactly like He left. From the cloud, He will come back to earth. And I can just imagine someday, keep your eyes open. One day, there'll be a cloud form out there that's going to be different. It's not going to look like a rain cloud. And it's not going to look like one of these that we see, they got all names. But it's not going to be one of these normal clouds that you look up in the sky and see. When you see this one, you're going to pay attention. You're going to see something you ain't never seen before. You're going to look up there and you're going to see a cloud coming over there. Wow, that looks different, doesn't it? Every eye is going to look up. They're going to see that. Because it's going to be seen from all over the world. Yes. And they're going to look on that and say, wow, there's something. And as that cloud comes closer and closer and closer and more, out of that cloud will come Jesus Christ. Yes. He'll come out of there and He'll come right back down to earth. Yes. We're looking for that day. In like manner. He said, these two angels said, why look up there? He'll be back. He'll be back. He didn't say when. They questioned. When are these things going to happen? They did, just like us. They want to know when this thing. And what? Would you like to know when Christ is coming back? Amen. You would? I'm glad I don't. I'm glad I don't, because I'd probably be the meanest, the ornest, the filthiest person till the very last second. Yes. It's a good thing we know. Because He wants us to be ready at any time. Because He said it will come upon us like a thief in the night. It will come upon us so quickly that we'll know it when it happens. Yes, Jesus will come back. But He told these 11. He says, you go and you preach. And you tell this story to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the places that didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. Yes, in church it's easy. It's easy for me to stand here and talk to you. You people that believe, that are looking forward to the same thing, it's very easy. But put me out there in the streets or out there in a place where they're ready to crucify Christians and then see what He does. Yeah. Whew. I've never been there. And I'd be scared to death to try it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not one to look opposition in the face, we'll put it that way. But when it comes the time to do it, I'll do it. I'll say again, Lord, I can't do it, but we can. Yes, I can't do it, but we can. If we have that Holy Spirit. Shortly after this, they were gathered together, as He had told them not to leave the room. You stay here. They had gathered together in the upper room, and wow, what happened? That third part, that
it was not God the Father. It was not Jesus the Son. It was the Holy Spirit sent to earth, sent to people that would accept it. Those that were in there, I think there was 120 of them, that got that power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you know, I read something here, kind of thrilling, and I've kind of been misquoted for several years. They said, it says in there that, in that particular part of Scripture that I just read to you, that you would be baptized by the Holy Ghost. And I always thought it said, and fire. Well, the fire. Yes, the fire came down with us as a holy tongue. Fire. Yes, power. Strength. Holy Spirit. Folks, you cannot witness to anyone without the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can invite people to church. You can say, well, yes, we'd love to see you out to church, or you can do all this. But without the power behind it of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to get very far. But let me tell you, let me just tell you and assure you of this one thing. With the power of the Holy Spirit, you can accomplish anything.
Amen.
You can accomplish anything that the Lord wants done. Yes. You can witness to the meanest, the vilest peoples on this earth, and they'll hear you through the power of the Holy Spirit. They cannot stand against the power of the Holy Spirit. I can remember one time, not too long back, was out the mall, went in there, and I kind of went around one way and another way. The guy was there in front of me, and it just didn't work out somehow or another. And he stopped over there, and he got out of that truck, and he called me everything you could think of. Yes, he was about as nasty as you could get. Well, the old Larry would have had to took him by the neck, you know. would have had to dry right in to see what it, but no. You could see how hurt he was. And when he got done, I looked him in the eye and I said, may God bless you. Woo! Stopped him in his tracks. You see, if we'll just rely on the power of that Holy Spirit, if we've got it, okay. If we don't, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, you best find it. You may have been attending in church all your life. You may have conducted service. You may have taught. You may have preached. You may have done all the things that they do in church. You may have done all these things. But if you have not received the power of the Holy Spirit, you're lacking. You're lacking. Yes, I need all the power I can get, because I am nothing without Jesus Christ's power. Yes, you can't teach, you can't preach, you can't even sing, you can't play that piano
right
without the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't do nothing without the power. Well, I tell you, if you don't have that, the peace within, that power that you can feel, that you can know that Christ does live within your heart. If you can't feel this, you're only just about halfway there, and most miserable people. We are most miserable when we go halfway and stop. Yes. We're no good to us. We're no good to God. We're, the devil don't even want us anymore. But when we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, think happens. The song that we sang, he said to them, he told them about the signs of the times that was coming, and went on to talk about the things that would happen before he came back. Yes, the signs that would be here, that you could kind of get some idea of what was happening. Have you seen the signs?
Oh, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Just coming down, it seems like in my short lifetime, short, yeah, okay. But we have seen things take place that it would appear, and I said appear, like that the coming of Jesus Christ, it could be right any time. The signs of the time that we sang the song. Yes, as he said, lift up your head because your redemption draws nigh. Wow. Can you imagine? Yes, keep your eyes open. Keep watching because there's going to be a cloud coming. If that cloud comes in the daytime, it'll be just very, very visible. Special. A cloud. No, no. If it's at night, that cloud will be on fire. Yes. It will be on fire. Wouldn't that be something to get up in the middle of the night or be awakened or maybe you haven't slept yet? Wouldn't it be something to look out the window or walk outside and look up in the sky and see a bright, big, bright cloud just forming, coming towards you? Wouldn't that be something? Well, it scares to death, wouldn't it? It would. It'd scare us to death. But you just remember one thing that this little old preacher told you. When you see that thing coming, you recognize it for what it, you know, you recognize it for what it is and fall flat on your face and praise the Almighty God. He's come after me. Yes, He's come after His church. I want to be one of you. I want to be there. I want to be ready to go. My neighbors and all of them, they're going to see it. They're going to watch as it drops. Why not me? Why didn't I get to go? Why didn't I, Lord? Well, I've done this and I've done that and I've done all these jobs in the church and I've done all these kind of things. How come I didn't get it good? He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. The heart must be right with God. Yes, if we're harboring anything in our heart, anything contrary to His holy will, if we're harboring anything, you're not going. Give it all. Give it all to Jesus. All these things that would corrupt us. Get rid of them. Give them to Him. Say, Lord, I ain't much. But what I am, I'm yours. Yes, we have here in this little old community a blessing. We have a tight, tight-knit group of people in this church. We have a family. Oh, we don't agree with each other. Did you ever see a family that did? We don't agree with each other. But we agree on one thing. Jesus Christ is our Savior. And we are so closely knit. What affects one of us affects us all. Yes. Because we have accepted Jesus Christ in us. And the Holy Spirit does live within us. Can you say that? The Holy Spirit does live within me. And I will do my very best to do what God would have me to do. If we can truly say that, then you're in good shape. But if you can't, then I would very much suggest that you find yourself at this altar. Yes, you can pray anywhere you like, but when you get up out of your seat and you take that first step, you have made a commitment. You have made a movement. And that's what God wants to see. He wants to see us move. Yes. Think about it. God is good. He is the best thing that we ever had. He is the best thing because He sent. He sent to each and every one of us that would accept the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You and we praise You. We praise You, God, for just being with us, O Lord. And we pray, O God, that power, that Holy Spirit power, would indwell each and every one of us. So God, that we might be able just to see things accomplished, Lord, for Your sake, not for ours. We pray, God, that we be the witness, we be the teachers, the preachers, the ones that we meet every day. We pray, O God, that You give us the courage, the strength, the power to show this world a better way. That Jesus Christ is Lord, and that the power of the Holy Spirit does guide our lives. Take us, Lord, each one. And Lord, if we cannot truly say this, I ask You, Father, right now that that power of the Holy Spirit would trouble that heart to the point that they have to move. They have to move for Thee. For it's in Jesus' name that I ask it. And amen.